Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Samach Gimel, and tonight we are doing page Reish Chaf Aleph on the Beis. This is Si'ifim Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Chaf, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis also, maybe Chaf Beis also. Yeah, Chaf Beis also, Be'ez Hashem. So let's begin. Si'if Yud Zayin on the very bottom, Reish Chaf Aleph on Aleph. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Shir HaKorah, the size of the Korah that covers the fourth side of a Mavoi that's going to allow you to carry inside the Mavoi, Rechava Tefach V'Avi Kol Shu, it has to be a Tefach wide, and its thickness only needs to be a kol shu. Rak shete chazak kdei lekabel ariach, but it does have to be strong enough to hold a brick. Shichati levena shel shosh tefachim, and the brick is half the size of a levena, which is three tefachim. V'miruchava arba tefachim, eno tzricha lios chazak lekabel ariach. But if the beam itself is four tefachim wide, then it doesn't need to be physically strong enough to actually hold the ariach, to actually hold the brick. Says the Mishnah Berura, nunchas ruchava tefach v'yafshet tzricha shir. Even though it needs to be large enough to hold a brick that is in fact 1.5 tefachim, so if you start with a 1 tefach wide beam and then you use a quarter of a tefach of cement on each side to hold the brick on, so you could have a 1.5 tefach brick. It means multiple bricks. That the beam needs to be strong enough to hold a row of bricks that's 1.5 tefachim wide and 3 tefachim long that go along the length of the beam. Shochvim aleh b'kol orka, lying across it, across the whole length, kishir rochav pesachos ha-mavui, covering the entire width, the entire opening of that mavui. Umikal makom imayiroch of pesach of mavui eser amos. Now, if the pesach of the mavui was 10 amos, ein tzarich shetei lekabel arichim lekol arka mamish, then it would not need to actually be able to hold bricks across the entire length. Eladayim to kabel arichim baruch teisha amos ushnei mashuhuyin. It would be good enough if there were enough if it would be able to hold bricks along 9 and 2 mashuhu amos. Shein shmona asar arichim laarkan, which would cheshbin out to 18 of the of these 3 tefach bricks. Lefisha koras teisha amos u'shtei mashuyin materes b'mavui shel rochav eser amos midin lavud. Because the halacha is that if you have a 10 amos wide opening, the beam doesn't need to be a full 10 amos. It just needs to be within lavud of each side. So if you have a 9 tefach and shnei mashuhuyin size beam, so then it's within lavud of each side. So that's how many bricks it needs to be able to hold. Dainu shlot tegi apachs mishol shvachim lekosel zeh, apachs mishol shvachim lekosel zeh. It just needs to get within 3 tefachim of the side walls. The reason the beam needs to be so strong that it can hold these bricks, because if it's not able to hold these bricks, then it wouldn't have such a hecker. Because the Bnei Rosh Hashanah will think that it was just put there momentarily. But if it's a strong enough beam that it could hold something so substantial, everyone will recognize that it was put there in a more of a kviyistic way, and therefore it will serve to be matir the mavoi. Sif yulches ma'amidim. Let's say the beam is not resting on the walls of the mavui, but there are these pegs jutting out from the walls of the mavui that the beam is sitting on. And they are less than a tefach wide and less than 3 tefachim long. Some say that it has to be, those pegs need to be strong enough to hold the beam and a chatzi levena. And others say no, it only needs to be strong enough to hold the beam itself. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siman Sifkat Samach, Shein Brach V'Tavach Di'Lavachi Hayu Ma'amidin Batzman Taras Kara Lehem. If the Ma'amidin themselves were a Tefach wide, then they would be considered part of the beam. V'Gam Lo Hayu Barakan Shlosha Kedei Shtia Kara Lavu La'Kosel. And it has to be that it's less than 3 Tefachim long, because you want the beam to be within 3 Tefachim of the wall. Mvor Kol B'Siv Chafei. Ulekabel Chatzil Veinu Kviyam Mvor B'Siv Yudzayin. Like we said in Siv Yudzayin, that it has to be strong enough to hold a Chatzil Veina. Elekadei Lekabla. But the second opinion said, no, it only needs to be strong enough to hold the beam. Da'inos Nariach Aleha. Because you're not putting a brick on it. Ubekaru Hu De'Beinun Kviyus Kiyechi De'Tavi Akerim Alia. It's only on the beam itself that it has to have that sense of Kviyus. Avol Ma'amidel Lo Tali Akerim B'Ditu. But you don't need this hecker of kavius on the posts that are holding the beam. However, the most proper thing is to be machmir for the first opinion. Sif yotes imaisa akora agula. If the beam was a round beam, it's like a telephone pole. Tzorach shia bekefa shloshet tefachim shaaz yesh brach v'tefach. So the circumference needs to be three tefachim, because then it's, what do they call it? The diameter will be one tefach, and that's that would be considered a tefach wide beam. Sivkat nesamach imla, kora agula, v'yafta hashak shi agula eni yichol lekabla le'arich afilu achik shera. Even though in its round state, it can't hold a brick, because the brick will slip right off, obviously, if it's round, it's still kosher. D'chashvino sekilu esa mischalakas l'shnayim. We view it as if it's the round pole is split into two, so it's flat on the top, and it's as if it could be mekabel ariach, as if it could hold the brick. Siv chaf. Haisa akuma, let's say the beam that's covering the mavoi, that's on the entrance of the mavoi, is bent. Va'akmimusa nota chutz l'mavoi. And the bent part bends outside of the mavoi, olamala me'asrim, or it bends upward to above 20 amos, olamata me'asar, or it bends downward to within 10 tefachim of the ground. Ro'en kol shili yinata l'akmimus vein bein zelozeh shlosha k'shera. V'imlav psula. What we do is we pretend that the bent portion is not there. The portion that bends above 20 amos or below 10 tefachim or outside of the mavui, we pretend it's not there. And if, even absent that section of the beam, the beam would be kosher, because it's within the part, the other parts of the beam are within three tefachim of each other. So there's lavud, then it's going to be kosher. Otherwise, it's pasul. Sifkat nesamach dalid, nota chutz l'mavui, dekaleilu dvarim, shapolsim b'korah. These are things that would pasul l'korah, being outside of the mavui, being above 20 amos, being below 10 tefachim, rom kol shilu yinatel, so we pretend that the beam is not there. V'hatam damin yinatel, lavud, and if it's within three tefachim, we could then say lavud. But v'imlav psula. But if it would still be more than three tefachim apart from each other, miss if you were to take out the bent part, then it's pasul. Hanidavka bofen zeshek tzas kora akuma he chutz l'shir hachshe mavli. That's only in this kind of situation where some of the bent beam is outside of the hachshe mavli. Avol mikula betocha mavli kedin. But let's say you have a bent beam, but all the parts of the bend are within where the beam is supposed to be. None of it goes above 20 amos, none of it goes below 10 tefachim, none of it sticks outside of the mavui, then then it doesn't matter how big those bends are, that's perfectly fine. What we would say in that case is we pretend that it's just straight. That's the Sheet of Rambam, but a lot of other Achronim, a lot of the Achronim are not so certain about that halacha. Siv chafalef. Ha'isayotam mikosel zeh v'inam noga'as bekosel zeh. Let's say you have a beam that's touching one of the side walls, but it doesn't quite reach to the other side wall. So how's it standing? It's defying the laws of gravity? No, kagon shesmacha alamudim. You have a post that's holding it up. V'chein shtei karos. Achas yotam mikosel zeh v'achas yotam mikosel zeh. U'pagazu b'zu be'emtza mavoy. Or you have a beam coming out of each side of the mavoy, but they don't meet in the middle. They don't quite catch up with each other. Imein b'neim shlosha k'shera. So if between them is less than three tefachim, it's kosher. Yesh b'neim shlosha psula. If there's more than three tefachim in between them, then it's pasul. Mishabura samach zayin veino nega'as v'afilu meruchekas mishnei k'solim ki agavna. And even if it's distant from both walls in this way, kigon shenot eitz be'emtza mavui v'iniach kora alea armin lovud mishnei ruchos. That you put you stick a pole in the ground in the middle of the mavoi, and you put a beam over it, so we say love it on both sides. I mean, even if it doesn't start by one of the side walls, it starts in the middle and just doesn't quite reach the side walls. As long as it's within three tefachim, it's kosher. Psula eliyavi kora acheras or yir in the male harevach hahi bechatichas kora. So if you're more than three tefachim away from the other beam or from the side wall, you need to fill in that space. So you need to fill in that space with a little bit more beam. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Now Siv Chav Beis. Hiniach Shtei Karos Zo B'Tzad Zo. Let's say you have two narrow beams running parallel to each other. V'lo B'Zo L'Kabel Ariach, V'lo B'Zo L'Kabel Ariach. Neither of them are able to hold a brick on their own. Im Yesh B'Shtein K'dei L'Kabel Ariach L'Rachbo. But if together they make up the size that could hold the brick across their width, Ha'inu Tefach, that they are one Tefach wide. Ve'in Bein Zul L'Zu Shlosh Tefachim. And there's less than three tefachim of airspace between these parallel beams, then ain't tzarich lavi kara acheres. Then you're good. You don't need to bring another beam. V'im lav tzarich lavi kara acheres. But if they're not able to hold a brick, or they're more than three tefachim apart from each other, then you do need to bring another beam. V'yesh omrim, and there is some that say shetzarich shiu krovo zulazu b'toch tefach, that they need to be within one tefach of one another in order to be kosher. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Tainu tefach. That these two parallel beams together need to be the thickness of a tefach. We view them as if they are right up next, right close to one another, and right up against one another, utilizing lavud. This Yesh Omrim says you cannot apply lavud over here because it practically has to be able to hold a one and a half tefach wide brick. But if there's a two tefachim of airspace between them, it cannot hold a one and a half tefach wide brick. So lavud's not going to work when what you need is the practical ability to actually support the brick. So betoch tefach ta'ariach l'rachba imachseches tefach mechza. If it's within one tefach, each of these parallel beams are within one tefach of each other, that's okay, because that could actually hold a brick that's a tefach and a half of width. V'tzarek she'al kol panim nismach mimenu kereva tefach al karazu kerevach al kereva al hashniya. You at least need that a quarter of a tefach worth of that brick is going to rest on each of these two beams. V'im kein lo yishar perud b'nein el kshir tefach v'lo yoser. And therefore, the only space that you could have between these two parallel beams is one tefach of space, because it has to actually be able to hold a brick. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said that the size of the korah, it has to be one tefach wide, and it has to actually be physically strong enough to hold bricks that are one and a half tefachim wide and three tefachim long across almost the entire opening. Then in Sif Yud Ches, we said that if there are pegs that are holding up the beam, and they're less than a tefach wide and they're less than three tefachim long, there's two opinions whether it needs to be strong enough to hold the beam plus a brick, or just strong enough to hold the beam but not strong enough to hold the brick. The idea of having a korah that could hold a brick is to lend a sense of kavius to it, to make it look like it's more of a permanent structure. In Sif Yotas, we said that if it's a round beam, it needs to be three tefachim in circumference. And then in Sif Chaf, we said that if it's a beam that bends outside of the area that would be kosher to have a beam, which means either outside the mavor or above 20 amos or below 10 tefachim, then absent that bend, it would need to be with the parts of it would need to be within three tefachim of each other. But if it bends and it's all within the range of where the mavoi, where the korah is supposed to be, then that's perfectly fine according to the Rambam, while others disagree. In Sif Chaf Aleph, we said that if the beam doesn't quite reach, whether it doesn't quite reach the opposing wall, or there are two beams from each wall and they don't quite reach each other, or there's a beam in the middle and it doesn't quite reach each of the side walls, so if it's within three tefachim, then it's fine because we apply lavud, otherwise it's problematic and you're going to have to fill in the blank. And then in Sif Chaf Beis, we said that if you have two parallel beams and that total one tefach of width between them, two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Either they only need to be within three tefachim of one another, or they even need to be within one tefach of one another in order to be kosher. Okay, but from tomorrow night, we will pick up with Si'if, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalit, and I guess Chav Hei as well. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.